In San Francisco today, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Friday, July 8th. Thanks for joining us. It has been a pretty horrible week in America. Two black men shot and killed by police, and last night in Dallas, a sniper killed five police officers and wounded many others at an otherwise peaceful protest. After the killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile earlier in the week, there have been calls for policing reforms across the country, an emphasis on de-escalation and diversity in hiring. But in Dallas, that was already happening. Naomi Martin is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. She covered many recent changes at the Dallas Police Department, and we reached her in the field. Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
So the thing that makes this sort of tragically ironic is that it seems like the Dallas Police Department, as far back as 2015, has been one of the leaders in retraining its force to de-escalate situations. Is it surprising, then, that the Dallas officers were targeted last night?
It is a little bit. I mean, the attack may have been just on police in general. It may not have even been Dallas police specific, but DPD has been widely credited for helping build the relationship with especially the black community. You know, they do a lot of events, community events. They do Chief on the Beat, where the chief goes out and talks to people. And then they also, you know, release a lot of information on officer-involved force. Not just shootings, or not just fatal shootings, but if the officers shoot someone and they live, is all on their website, which is pretty progressive for a lot of police departments. So the chief is definitely trying to reach out to the community, and he's from, you know, a relatively poor black neighborhood in southern Dallas called Oak Cliff, and so he knows firsthand what people think of police over there who have been pulled over and had rough times. So He's been big on training de-escalation and talking to people and trying to avoid using force.
Yeah, it seems like Chief Brown's background is pretty relevant. And as these efforts sort of ramp up, efforts toward this kind of retraining de-escalation ramp up in police departments around the country, how important do you think is diversity in those departments?
It's hugely important, especially if you're black or Hispanic. You don't want to feel like a bunch of white cops are targeting you because of your race. So the department has actually been really aggressive with hiring diverse candidates for the force. And Chief Brown has made it a big point to promote within the department black and Hispanic officers and women. So he talks about that a lot.
Talking broadly about police departments and how they can sort of restructure and change the focus to de-escalation and community interaction, what kind of investment financially or in terms of the structure of the department does that require?
Well, it takes a lot to train every officer on the force. So what they're doing recently is doing a lot of reality-based training, which is in this big warehouse that they've outfitted to make it look like realistic situations that officers find themselves in. And then they have officers acting out parts to pretend like they're rushing at the officer. And the goal is to try to get officers to use less force if possible and not just react from fear alone. But those sessions take hours and hours. So that is one financial aspect that they're dealing with, is trying to train everyone while still staffing the streets and the investigative bureaus.
That's Naomi Martin. She's a reporter at the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.